Hello and welcome to World Music Matters with me, Alison Hurd. Our guest this week is singer Sophie Fustek, aka La Chica. Born to a Venezuelan mother and French father, her music is very much the expression of that double culture. But her patchwork of electro-pop, trip-hop and Latino is also a way of piecing together the fragments of a sometimes troubled soul. She does just that, rather poetically, on her first solo album, Cambio, meaning change. So, La Chica, who are you?
La Chica. That's me. That's the project where I wanted to express myself deeply, and all the weird emotions, all the nightmares, all the dreams, everything. So I started composing a music who looks like me. I'm a collage.
Or patchwork.
Patchwork, yeah.
Of different cultures.
Different cultures. So I started composing the same way. So using a collage of textures, sounds, influences, which are not like properly made to be together, or meant to be together. But at the end, it makes like a whole new texture who looks like me.
Are you saying that you're a bit in pieces?
Totally, yes.
So in a way, music is helping you to stitch all of this together and give it some kind of cohesion.
Yes, I've been learning a lot about myself doing that album and that music. And it's kind of my therapy. Sola.
What is this Latin American component in your music?
The language.
Most of your songs are in Spanish.
They're in Spanish, and I will say some samples of traditional Venezuelan percussions. I guess that I'm using all this heritage on stage when I'm singing live, when I'm expressing really. There I can feel my roots. I can feel the trance, yes.
Because that is something that you, to a certain extent, grew up with? There is a tradition of trance in Venezuela?
Yes, a lot. We use the percussions, the tambores, cantos, singings, and with some rum, too, with some alcohol and cigarro. And I'm trying to find that trance on stage. I need it. I need it to express everything that I have inside and put it off.
There's one song, for example, called Drink.
Yeah, it's a canto para los muertos. It's a song for the dead. This is not a song about alcohol. It's a song about celebrating the life, celebrating the death.
We tend to think when someone dies, that's it, it's over, and the only thing you can do is mourn.
Yeah.
But in parts of Latin America, it's like, okay, the person dies, but you celebrate their life.
You have to celebrate. You know, it's an honor to the person to celebrate his life and to remember what he's done and what he lived, and I love that.
Drink your memory, swallow my wish. I wanna be drunk till tomorrow. There's one song in particular on your album. It's called Canto del Pilón.
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 Yes.
Adiós, manita querida. Adiós, que te voy diciendo, manita.
It's a traditional folk song from the Caribbean, and it's a slave song. It's a song that used to sing the slaves when they were crushing the corn. So the main rhythm is like this and this, and we say iyo, iyo, and that's the base of the song. It's a song for hope.
Iyo, iyo, que se acabe de romper. Iyo, iyo, que en el monte hay mucho palo y papá lo sabe hacer. Iyo, iyo, ya me duele la cabeza. Iyo, iyo, de tanto darle al pilón. Iyo.
And what did you have in mind when you decided to record that song?
I'm very touched by the situation in Venezuela. They are literally starving. I feel a little bit useless because the situation is horrible and there's nothing that we can do now. So I just want to send my energy to the people there, to my family and other friends that I have there, and just send them the love that I have, the energy, and it's kind of a tribute to the people. So I needed to sing that song for them because it's quite a famous and important song in Venezuela.
Iyo, iyo, yo lo quiero solterito que huele a piña madura. Iyo, iyo.
So as a musician, you said you feel useless.
Yeah, I cannot change the situation. I'm praying for a change and I'm wishing for transformation of this situation, but in the meanwhile, all I can do is sing and send some energy and sing some music, because music helps and music heals.
Come inside,
I know that because I experienced it, yes.
In what way? In what way has it helped you?
In moments of darkness in my life, in moments of big sadness and despair. I've been saved by several songs, actually. So I know the power of music, and I know that I'm not the only one. So I'm trying to do that for the people there, yeah.
What kind of song saved you?
Oh, one song from Rubén Blades, Maestra Vida, saved my life. And one song from Debussy, Les Arabesques.
You mentioned Debussy. You play piano very well on the song Oasis.
Yeah, I love him, and I love other classical French movement of the beginning of the 20th century. And Maurice Ravel, Gabriel Fauré, and Claude Debussy. I don't know how to explain that, but it just touched me. And I love the colors of the harmony. I love the mood in general, and I love the way they inspired so many musicians after that, and jazz musicians. I know for sure that Duke Ellington has been influenced by Debussy, and I can hear it in his music too.
Let's finish on the song Addict.
Oh yeah, a song about addiction. It's a song about how you keep doing, you keep making the same errors, no matter what. Sometimes it's easier to lose yourself in some old habits because it's like comforting you. And I'm addicted to so many things, to destructive love, to this word inside me where I can feel protected, but which is not so healthy. I need to go out of this cave. And I'm talking about drug addiction too. And I have several friends that died from it, and an uncle and some family. So it's a strong theme, and it has so many bases. But I think that each one is gonna interpret his own way. I don't know, I feel that this song doesn't belong to me anymore.
That was La Chica, ending this week's edition of World Music Matters, brought to you from Radio France International in Paris. From me, Alison Heard, bye for now.